Hey everybody, T here. Before we get on to this week's episode of Off All Day, I just want to let you know of a few changes. The Two Guys in a Movie feed is now only going to get a trailer for each episode. That means, if you want the full episode, you gotta go over to the Off All Day feed. If you're thinking, hey, maybe I'll just go listen to the trailer, catch a few topics, and then go right in and win a prize, I'm sorry to say that's just not gonna work. If you want to win the prize, you're going to have to know the code. That's right. Somewhere, wedged into some awkward place in this week's episode, in this week's full-length episode on the Off All Day feed, I'm going to be putting in a special secret word. So when you write in your topics list, you're going to have to go ahead and give me that password as well. And then, that sweet, sweet $25 to Amazon is all yours. Assuming, of course, nobody comes up with a more complete list. And the password, of course. So with all that out of the way, let's just get on to the show, shall we? Enjoy! Should taxpayers have the option to explicitly say what they don't want their tax dollars spent on?
Okay, can we do another one?
Sure. Next question. This week's question is... get all doughy-eyed. Who is the kindest person you know? What are the traits of the kindest person you would know? Like somebody that would...
Basically putting themselves aside while focusing on everyone else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
It's so like putting everyone's problems, like taking on everyone's problems and helping them through. Some people may take it as being kind as like, oh, you get gifts from this person all the time, or you get money from them. So, I mean, I feel like it's more, it should be extended more than that, you know?
Yeah, something more, something less superficial than... My grandma gives me $5 every year for my birthday.
Not necessarily materialistic things.
Yeah. Kindest person I know. You know what? Probably my...
And that's just one of many. I mean, I could say my grandma. She's always been a helpful person. It's really, that's all she does. She just helps people.
Who's the meanest person you've ever met? You don't have to give me a name. But,
when I was in, I don't think it was kindergarten just yet.
Yeah.
It was preschool. I was living in Texas at the time. There was this teacher that was absolutely horrible.
You think what? I'm running around with Nazis?
No, I'm just saying.
Is it because of my pasty complexion?
Yes. You would have a better chance of talking to one than I would.
I've gotten darker over the summer. This is... This is me tan. Yeah, fair enough. I guess I am a little bit lighter than you.
A tad.
You made me cry right there in the middle of my kindergarten class. And then the teacher's like, what's wrong? And I'm just like, she's going to chase me. Oh, man. She was a horrible person.
Did they point and laugh at you?
I don't remember. I don't think they did.
Oh, just don't wipe your back with my terrible towel.
I didn't wipe my back with your terrible towel. Oh, you hung your towel on the back of my chair.
I gotta use that for the game later.
But then on the other hand, you have Louis C.K. He goes out on stage after being banned from, being banished from the comedy scene for a year or two. He goes out into a club, and first thing he does is complain about how much money he lost because people didn't like him anymore because he jerked it in front of some ladies. It's like, well, maybe an apology is in order from you. I would be more accepting of even a half-hearted apology from Louis C.K. I feel like it's always easier, not necessarily right, but always easier to be like, well, only one person is making this claim. Like, when Bill Cosby stuff happened, it starts with one person. He's like, wow, it's only one person. He's rich. They're trying to get money.
And part of you can be like, okay, maybe. Maybe that's the case. But then, like, two people, like, wow. Okay. Well, on the off chance, this one's just jumping on a bandwagon. Three people, four people, five people, 20, 30, 40, 50. And then it's like, okay, clearly there's a problem here. You can't just discount.
But why wait so long? Like 30 years.
I feel there's a lot of stuff that comes in with people that comes with that kind of allegation and stuff. You don't necessarily feel safe. You feel like if you were attacked by somebody, whether it's a sexual assault or even just a violent assault, you feel like if they can do it once, then they can do it again. Mm-hmm. You feel kind of powerless. It's humiliating. There's a lot of psychological issues that keep people from coming forward. You know, like you said, it's really hard to prove if you don't go to a doctor or something after that happens.
Right. Yeah.
And have like a rape kit done or something, then it's really difficult to do it. And whether people believe you or not, you know, I mean, and that's like, and that's a whole nother layer of it is it's like, if I come out and tell people that this happened, you know, what are they going to say about me? Are they going to believe me? Let's get off of this. This is the deepest conversation I think we've ever had.
Who's the nicest person you know?
Who's the nicest person I know? All right. If you guys want to get in touch with us, and you know you do, because we are two cool cats. I already gave you the email, but I'm going to give it to you again. That's offallday@outlook.com. You can get us on Twitter. That's at offallday on Twitter, at offalldaypodcast on Instagram. You can even find us at our super awesome website, offalldaypodcast.com. We have all sorts of fun stuff there. If you're one of the eight people listening and you want a t-shirt, by all means, go visit the store there and order.
You know, I'm one of the eight listeners.
You're one of the eight? Well, yeah, me too. I was compensating for us when I said eight listeners.
No. Oh.
Because I think for a while we were like getting like 12 average listens, and I just assumed like, well, that's two of us, so we're down to 10. And I think the last few episodes were like up to like maybe 10 average listens.